You're listening to SBS News.
With the United States set for its midterm elections, as in the middle of the president's term in office, how is an outsider to make sense of the process? As the elections approach on Tuesday, here is an attempt. The midterm elections are national elections designed as a moderating factor on the US political system. House of Representatives members serve two-year terms, meaning they are elected in the years of presidential elections, but also halfway through the four-year presidential terms. Members of the Senate serve staggered six-year terms, so only one-third of those seats are up for election in this round. Midterms give voters the opportunity to decide whether the Republicans or Democrats run the Houses of Congress. Dr. Charles Edel, a senior fellow at the United States Studies Centre at the University of Sydney, explains.
We have elections every 4 years, sometimes every 2 years, but these are between presidential elections. So they're the first mark, and many people are taking this as a referendum of the president, but there are many more races than just the presidential race. In fact, the presidential race isn't even being contested here.
The House of Representatives has 435 members, the Senate 100, two for each of the 50 states. A total of 51 seats, then, is needed for control of the Senate, and 218 are needed to control the House of Representatives. Dr. Edel says historically, the governing party usually loses seats in midterm elections.
So it normally means nothing good for the president's party. So traditionally, at least going back to the last 50 plus years of polling, the president's party ends up losing seats in both the House and the Senate, the lower house and the upper house of the American legislative body. And that's generally because the American people like divided government. Enthusiasm is always at its peak right after someone's elected, and then they have to govern. So traditionally, that's not 100% of the case, the governing party ends up losing seats.
Republicans currently hold power in both chambers of Congress, with a 235 to 193 advantage in the House and a 51 to 49 edge in the Senate. The Democrats would need to gain 23 more seats to reclaim the House. A two-seat Senate gain would give Democrats control in that chamber, but this year's Senate electoral map is particularly challenging because Democrats are defending 26 seats compared to just 9 for Republicans. New polling from the United States Studies Center suggests President Donald Trump, healthcare and immigration are the most important issues for likely voters. A political science lecturer at the US Studies Center, Dr. Sean Ratcliffe, says even though President Trump's position isn't up for election, opinions on his presidency will form a big part of how people vote.
President Trump being an important sort of deciding factor in how people vote, I think is self-evident. He's a polarizing figure for voters on both sides. He's a little bit unusual. He has broken some norms in US politics since he decided to run for election in 2015. So a lot of Democrats don't like him, I think is a fair statement. And he's energizing for a lot of them for a range of reasons. But then a lot of Republicans do like him. Many Republicans like him a lot more than they like, for instance, their representatives in Congress. So on both sides, you've got this intense feelings about Donald Trump.
A survey of more than 1,200 respondents in the United States in early October analysed the key issues people said were influencing their votes. Climate change was the issue showing the greatest difference between Democrats and Republicans, with nearly 4 in 5 Democratic voters rating it as an issue of importance, compared to just 16% of Republican voters. The poll also reveals differences in the political priorities for men and women and for voters of different racial and ethnic identities. Overall, 40% of respondents said they intended to vote for a Democratic House of Representatives candidate, 35% intended to vote Republican, 16% were unsure, and 8% did not intend to vote. Dr. Ratcliffe says he thinks the Democrats could win the House, but he believes the Republicans will maintain their majority in the Senate.
The Democrats might just win the House, although I don't think they're necessarily going to win the House by a lot, and there's always the chance they won't, depending on where they win votes. But they probably won't win the Senate. The Republicans will probably hold on to their majority, but not by much again. So it could be the Democrats have a slim majority in the House and the Republicans have a slim majority in the Senate.
Unlike in Australia, voting is not compulsory in the United States, and voter turnout fluctuates in national elections. In recent elections, about 60% of the eligible population has voted in presidential election years and only 40% in midterm elections. Matt Kennellan, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.